Some native fish in the Colorado River and its tributaries are struggling to stay afloat. Invasive species, dams, and water diversions all complicate the recovery of endangered fish in those waterways. As Laura Palmisano reports for Connecting the Drops, one long-standing program ties together federal and state agencies with regional groups to help these cold-blooded creatures make a comeback.
This national fish hatchery in Grand Junction has 50 large circular indoor tanks. They house endangered fish at various stages of development.
Right now we raise two species here, endangered razorback sucker and endangered bony tail.
Dale Ryden is a biologist with the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. He uses a large net to catch some of the rare aquatic creatures swimming in the tank.
Right here we have an endangered bony tail, and the reason they're called a bony tail, if you look at the fish's tail, it's real long and thin. It looks bony.
This hatchery is part of a multi-state effort to save four species of fish native to the Colorado River Basin: humpback chub, Colorado pike minnow, razorback sucker, and bony tail. It started in 1988 when the federal government signed an agreement with Colorado, Utah, and Wyoming, establishing what's called the Upper Colorado River Endangered Fish Recovery Program.
Back when I first started, pike minnow were probably doing better. There were more big fish throughout the basin. Some of the other species, I had worked here for 4 years before I ever saw a razorback sucker out of the wild. They just weren't around anymore. Same thing with bony tail. Bony tail were extremely rare.
Today, the recovery program includes federal and state agencies, environmentalists, hydropower associations, and water user groups. And unlike some efforts to conserve other species, it hasn't involved litigation. Ryden says that's because stakeholders work together.
Working towards the same goal of recovering the fish while allowing water development to continue. And those two, at first blush, don't seem to go together, but they've actually worked together very well.
That's the sound of water roaring over a diversion dam that straddles the Gunnison River, a tributary of the Colorado. It was built in the early 1900s and blocked fish from traveling upstream for nearly 100 years. Then Ryden says they put a fish ladder on the dam.
It goes up and around the Redlands Dam and provides upstream fish passage for native and endangered fish.
The ladder is a selective passage. Biologists use it to trap fish traveling upstream. Then they hand sort them so only native fish can continue up the Gunnison River. Two similar ladders have been installed along the Colorado, and another is in the works on the Green River in Utah. The ladders might help fish get to their upstream habitats, but water levels also matter. Brent Uhlenberg works for the Bureau of Reclamation. The federal agency operates the largest dams in the western United States.
The reason we're involved is, you know, there's a recognition that the dams and canals that we operate that take water out of the Colorado River Basin have contributed to the decline of the species.
Uhlenberg says the Bureau used to control water flows to meet irrigation and hydroelectric power demands, but that left the fish high and dry.
Basically, they require a large spring peak followed by relatively stable base flows in the, following the spring peak. So what we've done is to reoperate the storage reservoirs to restore it to a more natural condition.
The Bureau is also the largest single source of funding for the conservation program, but states, water developers, and hydropower associations also contribute, for a total of more than $350 million over the past 25 years. That funding helped the Grand Valley Water Users Association in Grand Junction to optimize its system. Kevin Conrad, the association's operations manager, says before they diverted more water than necessary.
Whatever they weren't using, it went out through spillways on the canal back to the river, but it was below a point where the fish couldn't benefit from it.
Conrad says the upgrades also help conserve water and keep it in place for the fish. Biologist Dale Ryden says habitat restoration, water flow improvements, hatchery programs, and invasive fish removal are helping the endangered fish rebound.
Probably the brightest star right now in terms of recovery prospects is the razorback sucker. Bony tail are doing much better than they were with the really robust stocking program. We're starting to catch those now in better numbers.
He says humpback chub seems stable. However, questions remain about the Colorado pike minnow. The ultimate goal of the recovery program is to remove those fish from the endangered species list. The agreement for the program expires in 2023. For Connecting the Drops, I'm Laura Palmisano.
Connecting the Drops is a collaboration between Rocky Mountain Community Radio Stations and the Colorado Foundation for Water Education. Find out more at yourwatercolorado.org.